What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today, and apologies for the last 2 days, but sometimes real life does intrude. Tuesday, we had equipment problems here at this end of the system. That took a while to fix because it's not like we've got an electronics store anywhere close to us. And yesterday, we had an unexpected need for Claire to go to the doctor, and that, unfortunately, was put right on top of my show time. So Steve Elkins took the show. Thank you, Steve, very much for that. But we are back here, and we are going to cover a bunch of stories that have been piling up over the last days, indeed weeks. And probably the big story that everybody has been watching over the last several days since Sunday was the search for the tourist submarine Titan, which was taking people down to see the wreck of the Titanic. And unfortunately, earlier today, they discovered a debris field and identified components from the missing submarine. And so it appears now that the Titan suffered a drastic implosion from the pressure. It was a carbon fiber hull, probably not the best material to use. but they were building this thing on the cheap. And, of course, it's now presumed that all five of the passengers are missing. The last report had that they'd identified five different pieces from the Titan submarine. So, yeah, that's, you know, terrible tragedy. About the only thing that's positive about this is that instead of this long, drawn-out suffocation drama that everybody was really concerned about, the passengers on that submarine died in a tiny, tiny fraction of a second as the hull gave way and just that all that pressure came on in. So anyway, the story of the Titan and its company, the Ocean Gate, it's a story of shortcuts and really not thinking safely and doing everything on the cheap. And apparently, back in 2018, they had a director, David Lockridge. He was the director of marine operations for the Titan submarine project. And he was demanding more rigorous safety checks on the submersible, including testing to prove its integrity. And OceanGate's CEO, who also died in the disaster, just fired him. So, no, we don't want that. Now, OceanGate and the Titan were operating in international waters, which means there was no regulatory oversight. There were no certifications it was required to have. And that, I think, in the wake of this disaster, is probably going to change very, very quickly. But there were some really dumb decisions that were made. For one thing, this submarine did not have a hatch like you would see like on the Alvin or the Mir or any of those other more professionally developed submersibles. The passengers and pilot are literally bolted into this tube from the outside, which means even if there are seven different systems for getting the sub up to the surface in case of problems, dropping weights, dropping parts of the sub itself. And even if they got up there, if there was nobody there to meet them, they had no way of getting air from outside the submarine. I mean, just some kind of a vent or something that's sealed with a bolt or something. And, you know, but they were out there to make a lot of money. They were charging $250,000 for a seat on the submersible, which is kind of funny because it didn't actually have seats. You basically were kind of kneeling on this flat deck. You know, think of a Pringles can with a single window, and you have kind of an idea about what was going on there. And so anyway, David Lockridge, who was fired from his position of Director of Marine Operations for Titan, basically wrote a formal engineering report that said the craft required more testing, and he wanted to have, you know, an actual paper documents. And OceanGate sued Lockridge, accusing of breaching a non-disclosure agreement by sounding a warning that the submarine might not be safe. And there was a lawsuit. It was settled on undisclosed terms. And you know, so Lockridge went on his way. Now, what's really kind of interesting, and we're going to see how this is going to play out in the courts, in order to take a trip on the Titan, you had to sign this waiver, which said all of these terrible things could happen to you, and it even listed dying three separate places within the document. So it remains to be seen if OceanGate, you know, is likely to be sued by the families of the people who were lost on this ship, whether or not that that waiver is actually going to have legal standing in court. Another little oddity about the situation is that OceanGate took 8 hours to report that the Titan was missing. And everybody's saying, oh, they were trying to cover it up. Well, no, it turns out that there was another short-changed part of the system. When the Titan would go down below a certain depth, they would lose communication with the surface. So the surface ship probably just thought they're down there, they're tooling around the Titanic, and everything's all hunky-dory. And it wasn't until when the submarine should have surfaced that they realized something is definitely, definitely wrong. So anyway, and a lot of people were looking at that sub and saying it doesn't really look very good. And there was a thrill seeker who was going to join billionaire Hamish Harding on the Titan. At the last second, he changed his mind, said he wanted a refund because he thought OceanGate was cutting too many corners. Now, you're probably all familiar with Josh Gates. He's the host of Expedition Unknown, and I'm definitely a Joshaholic. And apparently he had considered filming an episode of his show on this very submarine and said, no, this is not a good idea. So, you know, he was smart enough to get out of the situation. Now, to be fair and to be honest, the Titan had made four previous dives to the Titanic and returned to the surface. A lot of them had problems. There were things that went wrong. There were obviously issues with the sub. But they did make it four times. The fifth time, they just didn't. All right, let's get into our political news here, because last Monday, Joe Biden was doing a speech, and he came out with a very odd statement saying that he wants to set a new goal to conserve 30% of all land and water the U.S. has jurisdiction over by the year 2020. Okay, Joe, and of course this was embarrassing. And the White House had edited the transcript of the speech to put some year into the future in its place here. All right, this was just happening earlier today. The House cast a vote of 219-208, forwarding Lauren Boebert's resolution to impeach President Joe Biden to the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. And basically, House Resolution 503 is a resolution in the House of Representatives to impeach Biden. And it was co-sponsored by Representatives Gates and Crane. The resolution claims that Biden has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, which is the standard set by the U.S. Constitution for impeachment. And by the way, bribery is definitely in there. It's explicitly said as grounds for impeachment. And this is where we get back to that whole Hunter Biden and the $10 million and where that all went here. Now, they're probably going to be able to succeed in impeaching Joe Biden because the GOP is in control of the House. Some rhinos may flip back and forth on that. Unfortunately, the Democrats are still in control of the Senate, which has to have the vote to remove from office. So Joe Biden's going to be keeping his job. And these days, they're handing out impeachments left and right so much that they've kind of lost their shock value. I remember back when Clinton got impeached, and oh, it was big news, and oh, we're impeaching Trump, and we're going to impeach him again, and now we're going to impeach him. Okay, fine. Impeachment. I'm suffering impeachment fatigue. What can I tell you? All righty. Apparently, Representative James Comer was being interviewed on Fox News by Mark Levin, and said that his panel will be bringing in additional new witnesses into the ongoing and widening probe into alleged Biden family influence peddling. And so we're going to see what's going to happen there. I hope they can keep all these witnesses safe. A lot of people that had the inside information had bad things happen to them. Now, James Comer has issued the following statement regarding IRS whistleblower testimony, and basically saying the Justice Department is covering up for the Biden family. They're totally, totally corrupt. And he says, now we know that Biden's Justice Department has been actively engaged in a cover-up to protect the Bidens from facing justice. We now also know that critical evidence contained within the FBI's Biden bribery record was not shared with tax investigators, who have since revealed they have had potentially corroborating evidence during the investigation. And then he goes on to comment about how Americans are very angry at what is obviously a two-tiered justice system, okay, where the rich and powerful and connected just get wrist slaps for crimes, you know, that would put other people in jail. I mean, on this one charge that Hunter Biden is facing of lying on his gun registration form about his drug use, that normally carries, like, you know, years and years in jail. And he just walked away from it here. Okay, more whistleblowers have come forward saying that there's direct interference by the Biden Department of Justice in the criminal investigation of Hunter Biden. And apparently, the Department of Justice ignored information showing that Hunter Biden was threatening Chinese officials for payments, and they simply refused to investigate. Can you say extortion? I'm sure you can here. All righty. Now, Dan Bongino is sharing an audio of Biden talking to the first installed ruler of Ukraine, Poroshenko. And on the tape, he's assuring Poroshenko, don't worry about the FBI looking into corruption in Ukraine. You know, it's clear that Biden is saying, we're going to take care of you. Okay. Then we have the curious case of Hunter Biden's Maltese bank accounts. Apparently, emails from Biden's laptop, you know, the one they want to keep away for 66 years or something, shed light on Burisma opening up a Maltese bank account for Hunter Biden in the spring of 2016. This coincides with allegations made by an FBI source that Mykola Zlochevsky, the founder of Burisma Holdings, allegedly paid a $5 million bribe each to then-Vice President Joe Biden and to Hunter Biden. Now, in 2014, Ukraine initiated criminal cases against Zlochevsky and Burisma, and it was at this point that Zlochevsky started pulling strings and getting Biden to come on in and arrange for the prosecutor to be fired, which happened. And Biden is actually on tape admitting it, and in fact, bragging about it. Yes, I got that blankety blank out of here. All right, there is a new poll saying that the FBI should make all of the Biden bribery file public. No more holding of secrets here. And in an embarrassment to the DNC, Biden could actually lose the first two primaries of 2024. And this all came from the fact that the DNC changed the voting dates. Now, everybody's used to a certain order of states voting. And the DNC changed their primary schedule to make South Carolina the first state that gets to vote, which annoyed a lot of Democratic voters in both New Hampshire and Iowa. And that's probably going to work against him. All righty. So we've already talked about Hunter Biden getting a get-out-of-jail-free card. Adam Schiff was finally censured. As you know, they tried last week, and there was a provision in the censure fining Schiff $16 million, which is about half the estimated cost of the special counsel investigation into the Russia collusion hoax. Well, a lot of people really bridled at that one. So they brought back the motion to censure Adam Schiff without the fine. This time it passed. So he's going to, you know, go through that whole censure process and be reported to various committees. Okay, Donald Trump has once again said that everything was declassified in the boxes seized from Mar-a-Lago. And he said there's no uncertain term about it. Presidents have the right to declassify documents just by saying they're declassified. That's it. That's a power that presidents have. Vice presidents do not. And Trump reiterated he had every right to have those boxes of documents. Actually, it was like just one box of documents. Everything else was personal stuff. A recent Harvard-Harris poll has found a majority of registered voters believe that the indictment of Trump is, in fact, politically motivated. Okay. Now, there was a story that came on out just about the same time as the indictment about Trump not paying for food at a Miami cafe, where apparently he walked into the cafe and said, I'm buying everybody lunch. And then when it was all over, he skipped out on the tab. And it turned out on a fact check, it's another complete lie. Just to make Trump look good that he did, in fact, pick up the check for everybody. Now, a little bit of good news. If Trump, by some miracle of evading election fraud and bodily harm, gets a second term in office, he's already said that Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump will not be part of his administration. They did a lot of damage to him during that first term in the White House, and I'm glad to see he's picked up on it. All right. Now, up in Kansas... Okay, apparently this happened just about a week ago. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reported that 30 Kansas legislators were sent envelopes containing white powder. And apparently also Donald Trump and Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas got these envelopes as well. Apparently the powder turned out to be harmless. But what was really interesting is this got absolutely no coverage on the corporate media. It was just like they ignored the story completely. And one has to wonder why. Okay. Now, there is a movie that is, I think it's already been released or it's been previewed here. It's called Sound of Freedom. It's a movie about child sex trafficking. And Elon Musk is encouraging Angel Studios that produced this film to allow it to be streamed on the Twitter platform so that people can see it. And Elon is saying, let's put it up for free for a brief period. We're just asking people to subscribe. And apparently, Sound of Freedom will be released across the United States on the 4th of July. It was produced by Catholic human rights activist Eduardo Verastigu. It is based on the life of Tim Ballard, a former CIA agent who founded Operation Underground Railroad in 2013 to root out trafficking efforts across the world. And, you know, basically when he was interviewed by Steve Bannon, Eduardo basically came on out and said Epstein Island isn't the only island out there where they have children. And of course there's also a report that Mel Gibson is coming out with a 4-part documentary series on child sex trafficking, and I'm glad he's doing it. I'm glad he's not afraid to get on out there and tackle this issue, because it's very, very ugly. It's obvious that something is really going on out there, and it's time to, you know, drag it into the light and let people see what's going on here. Okay, now Fox News Corporations, of course, encourages its employees to support LGBTQ organizations and uses woke artificial intelligence to monitor employee commitments to DEI initiatives. And apparently, they punish employees who are not supportive enough of the LGBTQ agenda here. So... yeah, it's still out there. But, you know, polls are showing people are getting sick of this LGBTQ stuff. It's really backfired horribly. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald.
And welcome back to our show here, and we were talking about, you know, there's been a big backlash against this LGBTQ situation here. And there's a lot of controversy going on over at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in that starting next year, movies will have to tick off a checklist of diversity to even be considered to win an Academy Award here. Meanwhile, actress Jameela Jamil is basically shouting out about this, the possibility the Oscars could eliminate all gender categories. In other words, there would no longer be a best actor and best actress. It would simply be a best acting award. And Jameela is concerned that this would shut out women, much as we see transgender athletes shutting out women in women's sports here. All right, now, over at the Daily Wire, Matt Walsh is basically talking about this so-called gender-affirming care, which is basically literally mutilating the genitals of children. And these doctors, these practitioners, they're basically exploiting a mental illness, you know, to profit from it. And The largest trans healthcare providers in the U.S. simply rubber stamp letters approving these gruesome, life-altering surgeries. In fact, it's such a racket that Matt Walsh's producer was approved for testicle removal in just 22 minutes. And didn't actually go through with that, but I mean, it's, here's your letter. Go get the surgery. Anyway, Daily Mail is reporting that Marcel Marcondes, as he accepted the award for Creative Marketer of the Year, he admits that Bud Light made a mistake in teaming up with Diddle and Mulvaney, and it was such a huge disaster, it's kind of hard to explain why this guy who came up with this whole thing received Marketer of the Year. And, you know, Anheuser-Busch has lost $27 billion in the wake of this ad campaign. And, this pushing this wokeness stuff has just blown back in everybody's face here. Now, John Taffer of Bar Rescue said the boycott of Bud Light over its partnership with a trans activist, Dylan Mulvaney, a man who identifies as a woman, is basically forever. The customers are not going to be coming back. They feel that Anheuser-Busch basically slapped them in the face. And it takes a long time to build brand loyalty, and one reckless move, and you've lost it. Now, over at Talladega Speedway, they had a recent Pride Day, and it's notable because it led to the lowest attendance in the track's history. People did not want to show up for that. And, National Hockey League has already canceled Pride Nights. Major League Baseball players are starting to show resistance and even consider a shutdown of the season. This thing has been an absolute disaster. And they're still out there pushing this thing. Okay? Getting into some other health issues here. It turns out Robert Kennedy Jr. Is now saying that a lot of this LGBTQ and homosexuality may be due to hormone-disrupting chemicals in our water supply. And there have been a lot of people talking about that for a lot of years, and including Alex Jones. And it's entirely possible. I mean, look how reckless they were with the COVID vaccines. And we've had stuff in our water that's had negative impact on us before. Fluoride didn't really work out the way it was supposed to. And so, I think one of the chemicals they're concerned about is atrazine, because that's found in small quantities in our water, and that is a hormone disruptor. Okay. Now, there has been this report, the Halderman report, and it exposed critical vulnerabilities in the Dominion voting machines down in Georgia. And because it is a serious scholarly report by an acknowledged expert, the media is now having to sort of back off this whole idea that election fraud is a conspiracy theory. And now they're trying to do damage control and say, well, okay, maybe there's a little cheating, but it doesn't affect the final outcome. Okay, Daniel Smith, the premier of Alberta, California, is the first major elected politician in the world to issue a heartfelt apology to the unvaccinated for crimes perpetrated against their human rights by the government during the COVID lockdowns. And she said, given that we understand the vaccines do not stop transmission of the virus and have caused millions of sudden deaths in young, healthy people, Premier Smith was asked if she would apologize on behalf of the state of Alberta. And she said basically yes. So we'll be right back with more COVID news after these few.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID and other medical issues here. Some more unexplained deaths here. Australian cricketer Shane Warne basically just, you know, dropped dead. And the coroner is actually saying that it was likely caused by the COVID mRNA vaccine. And this is a very young man, very athletic, but his autopsy revealed coronary atherosclerosis, which is a bad sign. All righty, let's see. Chris Lencioni, 28, of Portland, Oregon, suffered a cardiac arrest back on the 8th and has been in the ICU fighting for his life ever since. This, you know, this is an athlete in peak physical condition, you know, hospitalized, you know, following apparently, let's see where this is coming from. His family is saying, okay. Yeah, he's in serious trouble. All right, here's an article that came on out of the Washington Examiner, and it starts out with something we all know to be true. It's not uncommon for politicians or bureaucrats to lie. What seems to be unique, though, is just how common and consequential the lies were during this whole COVID pandemic. And apparently new documents have surfaced indicating the entire justification for the vaccine mandates was based on a falsehood, and worse, public health officials knew it. Now, there was a Freedom of Information Act request that obtained emails showing that CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and former NIH Director Francis Collins were aware of and discussed breakthrough cases of COVID in January 2021, right when the vaccines became widely available. In her email, Walensky says that clearly it is an important area of study, links to a study raising the issue, and assures the person she's sending it on to Dr. Fauci. However, in public, Walensky was saying something completely different. 2 months after discussing this data that cast doubt on the efficacy of the vaccine, she was publicly saying vaccinated people don't carry the virus and don't get sick. And in a congressional hearing, after it became clear we're able to be infected with COVID even after getting the vaccine, she defended her original statements by claiming it was true at the time she said it for early 2021. But we know now that that was not true, and Walensky knew it was not true. So, all about the money. Okay, there is an interesting article here. And it's from brownstone.org. And the story begins with Kevin McKernan. He's a scientist with 25 years experience in the genomic field and a leading expert at sequencing methods for DNA and RNA. He has worked on the Human Genome Project and more recently in medical genomics involving DNA sequencing. And in the process of trying to sort out a sequencing problem, McKernan used anonymously sent Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 bivalent vaccines to act as mRNA controls, because that's what's supposed to be in there. You know, it should be pure. And so what he discovered is those vaccines were not pure mRNA. There was actually a lot of DNA in the background. And that can cause all kinds of problems. So McKernan was saying, it's not what we were looking for. I had this hunch that the new modified nucleotides they might have in the mRNA might have a higher error rate, and therefore we would see more mistakes in the mRNA. So I knew we would have to sequence like a million-fold deep over and over again to find those mistakes. And when we did that, DNA popped up, and I said, that's a bigger problem. We have to focus on that. And, there's sloppy manufacturing here. And I think I mentioned in a show last week, the problem with RNA is it's a very unstable molecule. Now, when it's in your cells carrying information from the DNA out to protein synthesis, it doesn't matter because that's happening very, very rapidly. But left just sitting there, it will become unstable and it will mutate. That's why when they first came out with these mRNA vaccines, they were telling everybody to get these super, super cold, freezing units, which turned out to be very expensive, and nobody wanted to spend the money. So they backed off and said, well, you know, store them in a refrigerator and use them as quickly as you can. There's a real danger. And it's impossible to predict what's going to happen when that mRNA mutates. All righty now, Dr. Peter McCullough is out there saying that people just dying in their sleep is now linked to vaccines. He said this at a conference for medical professionals in Sedona, and several speakers, all physicians, commented on a disturbing trend, which is an increase in otherwise healthy people dying in their sleep. And sudden, unexplained, age-inappropriate deaths seem to be happening more than usual, both in the U.S. and several other countries in the industrialized world. And Dr. John Campbell said that excess death is a phenomenon all over the world at the moment. Okay. Basically, he's saying the data is showing deaths are 16% higher than we would expect here. All right, so let's talk about the international news here, and I know I'm running a little bit late here, but I had a lot of things to get through. Ukraine has now paused their counteroffensive. It wasn't really going very good. And so now Ukraine has paused the counteroffensive, as in Ukraine is getting their butt kicked. And as it turns out, this whole idea of a counteroffensive turned out to be the brainchild of U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland. And we have seen her before. Everywhere she goes, war follows. All righty. Article coming on out of the Duran saying that with the failure of the Kiev offensive, Russia must take the initiative. I have no doubt that they're thinking exactly the same thing. And so they're probably going to move forward on that. Now, there's a big stink going on with the HIMARS and Storm Shadows missiles. These are being provided to Ukraine by the United States and Great Britain. And Russia has already said if these missiles are used to attack Russian territory, Russia will now consider the United States and Great Britain as direct participants in the war. Not something I think would be a good idea here. And already, Ukraine has used one of the Storm Shadows to attack a bridge connecting Crimea to Russia. Now, Russia, of course, considers Crimea Russian territory following the referendum to secede from Ukraine and the second referendum to merge with the Russian Republic. Kiev is still out there with the attitude of, well, no, Crimea really still belongs to us, so it's okay for us to use these weapons down there. So anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out with an interesting tweet. He said, awaiting White House propaganda offensive, sugarcoating this calamity to sustain dwindling support for this misadventure in the U.S. Revelation that U.K. and U.S. leaders sabotaged the April 2022 peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia puts the blame for this terrible crime on D.C. neocons, 350,000 dead. We covered this last week. It turns out that Russia and Ukraine did negotiate a peace agreement back in April of 2022, and Russia abided by it, and then all of a sudden Ukraine simply walked away from it. For reasons we still have to determine here. Now, there's an interesting article coming from Moon of Alabama, and it says it's possible that the U.S. is rethinking the possibility of success or probability of success in Russia and China. We had Secretary of State Blinken announce to Xi Jinping in China that the U.S. did not support Taiwan independence. And a lot of people breathed a sigh of relief saying, well, that potential war may have been avoided. And then, of course, Biden blows it the next day by calling Xi Jinping a dictator and just really angering them. But getting on over to Russia, you know, it's clear the counteroffensive has failed. Ukraine's army is being slaughtered on the battlefield. Weapons are being blown up before they even get to the front line. And the U.S. aim was to integrate the Ukraine into NATO so that they could forward station troops and missiles within reach of Moscow. And it looks like that was not going to happen anytime soon here. And they've spent insane amounts of money on this misadventure. They've drawn down our military stockpiles. I'm sure they're going to be, you know, out there saying, we've got to build newer and better weapons and so forth and so on. All righty. Now, the grain deal that's been going on where Russia allows Ukraine to ship grain to mostly Europe is set to expire next month. And last week, Vladimir Putin reiterated that he's dissatisfied with the UN-brokered grain deal as it's being implemented in practice. And, you know, for the guys who are fighting, it's not clear why we're letting the grain through. And he says, I understand. So it's likely the deal will not be extended. And that means soaring food prices for people in Europe. All righty. Now, French voters are starting to support Marine Le Pen more and more. Apparently, there's a lot of opposition to Macron that's fueling right-wing populism. And so there was a new study conducted by IFOP Fiducial for the Journal du Dimanche. And basically it found that 41% of French voters want to see Marine Le Pen dethrone President Macron at the next election. This is 7 percentage points from 2021. And so, yeah, it could wind up being a very, very tight race over there. Okay, up in Germany, people are getting very worried about the green agenda, the economy, the out-of-control immigration here. And apparently Germany is now shifting toward the far right politically. And so the alternative for Germany party is actually gaining ground. And people are saying, I don't know if I would ever vote for AfD, but I'm starting to listen to what they have to say, and I think that's a good thing. All righty. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported earlier this week that China is in negotiations with the Cuban government to establish a new joint military training facility on the island. Now, this was kind of a weird story because it first broke, and then it was denied, and then they came back and said, yeah, it's really happening. And apparently the reason for the attempt to dismiss the story is that China is doing this as a response to U.S. bolstering Taiwan, putting in weapons systems and so forth there. And so it's a little tit for tat going on down there. All righty. Now, down in South Africa, their current government was literally built on critical race theory. Okay, the blacks are on top, the whites are on the bottom, they're being killed, they're being murdered, and, you know, it's anti-white principles, and the country is falling apart. And this is a warning, because everything that's happening to South Africa is likely to happen here, okay, unless we adopt a more sane approach to race relations. And, I mean, things are so bad in Johannesburg, it's such a mess. The homeless people are helping to direct traffic. I mean, that's how out of control it is. Okay, now, there was a report that the Pentagon is spying on American social media for mean tweets about top military brass as a means to help them avoid embarrassment. Needless to say, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but I guess the Pentagon doesn't care about such things anymore. So General Mark Milley was the subject of a great deal of mockery following the release of the report. And this was published by The Intercept, and it says the U.S. Army Protective Services Battalion, which is the Pentagon's version of the Secret Service, is tasked with protecting top members of the military. The unit, they write, protects current and former high-ranking military officers from assassination, kidnapping, injury, or embarrassment. Okay, and I don't know how embarrassment got into there, but that's what they're doing right now. Okay, this morning the U.S. passed $32 trillion in debt. And by the way, another $500 billion in debt got added just in the last week. It's just out of control here. The meanwhile, Russia and China solidified new currency partnerships with nations in Asia, Africa, and South America. African nations like Kenya and Zimbabwe are now turning to China and Russia instead of the West, which has exploited them for years. France is now making noises about joining BRICS. Okay. Now, the paradoxical thing is that the U.S. and European sanctions against Russia were intended to cripple the Russian economy, have had the opposite effect. Russia's economy is performing strongly, according to reports from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. This outcome defies earlier predictions by the United States that they could bring the Russian economy to its knees and Putin would have to cry uncle. So it did not work. Anyway, let's see. A little bit of good news. Everybody's talking about this digital dollar, and a lot of people don't like it. The idea was we would be a cashless society. Everything's on plastic where it could be tracked, and, you know, it would be in the bank. There'd be no way to do a run on the bank. And spying and all kinds of things. People do not like this idea. Well, Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia has introduced a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives to close a loophole that the Federal Reserve Bank could exploit to create the Exploratory Central Bank Digital Currency Pilot Program. House Resolution 3712 defines CBDC as a form of digital money or monetary value denominated in the national unit of account that is a direct liability of the Federal Reserve. Mooney said Congress cannot give an inch when it comes to CBDCs. They would threaten the liberties of law-abiding Americans and are being used by authoritarian countries right now to crack down on dissent. China's a good example on that one here. So House Resolution 3712 would amend the Federal Reserve Act to deny the Federal Reserve the power to establish, carry out, or approve a program intending to test the practicability of issuing a central bank digital currency. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news here. And down in San Diego, they're really tired of the homeless problem, but they're not going to solve it. They're simply going to make it illegal. And apparently back on the 13th, they passed the Unsafe Camping Ordinance, which basically created to address the alarming rise of homeless encampments around public spaces. And it's being brought before the city council for a vote. The hearing comes after the San Diego Regional Task Force on Homelessness found a 32% increase in the number of homeless people living on the street, or an estimated 3,300 homeless persons. 2,100 of the people were staying in vehicles and sidewalks in downtown neighborhoods, while many settle into temporary encampments where they can find space. Unfortunately for residents of San Diego, that space includes park and other public thoroughfares. So, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, we're just supposed to get used to it. And I don't. Now, when I was a kid, admittedly, a very long time ago, you know, homeless bums were rare. You'd see one or two, and, you know, they were people who had, you know, mental problems and couldn't get into the care homes, or they were, you know, alcoholics and things like that. But it was something just occasional, and now it's everywhere. Something has gone majorly wrong with our society that we have so many homeless people on the streets. I remember on Oahu seeing that center lock, you know, and seeing it first on that Dog the Bounty Hunter episode, and then seeing it for myself in person. And it's just that something has gone wrong, horribly wrong here. Anyway, legislators from Iowa have visited the Texas-Mexico border as part of their effort to fight human trafficking. And we're seeing more and more of the states step up to do the job the federal government is refusing to do. At some point, there's probably going to be a little bit of a conflict where the federal government says, no, you can't do that. You've got to let them come on in here. And the U.S. House of Representatives plans to take up legislation this week that would ban the use of public elementary and secondary schools as overflow housing for illegal immigrants, which some local governments have already begun doing. And the concern is that the illegal immigrants are not taking very good care of the schools and leaving them in a condition where they're unusable and even unhealthy for the returning students. And I would tend to agree, having seen some of the videos of places where illegal immigrants are being kept here. Let's see. There was this video went viral all over the net. In Bordeaux, France, there was a woman and a young child were brutally assaulted by an African immigrant. And at first it looked like he was trying to steal the child, but then she got away and ran back to her mother. It just went viral, rather. Let's see. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.